Hello, and thank you for listening to Call the Roll, a public affairs program produced by the Columbus City Council and aired here on Freedom FM. I'm your host, John Ivan, Communications Director for the Columbus City Council. On this week's show, replacing the busiest station in the nation. We begin with the new health insurance marketplace, giving individuals, families, and small businesses here in Central Ohio a new way to shop for health insurance that fits their budgets and meet their needs. For the first time, consumers will be able to go to one place to search for health coverage options, get accurate information in easy-to-understand language on different plans, and make an apples-to-apples comparison of private insurance plans. New rules and expanded programs mean more people than ever before, including working families, will be able to get financial help to pay for health insurance. The latest and the most accurate information can be found at healthcare.gov. That's healthcare.gov. Local enrollment assistance will also be available at ohioforhealth.org. That's ohioforhealth.org or 800-648-1176. That's 800-648-1176. And I'll repeat those numbers and addresses in a moment. But first, here's Columbus Health Commissioner Dr. Teresa Long and local leaders, including Councilmember Priscilla R. Tyson, Chair of the Health and Human Services Committee, highlighting how Columbus residents can explore coverage plans.
So here we are today to announce a great milestone in our efforts to increase access to care for residents in Central Ohio and all throughout our state. In fact, starting today, thousands of individuals, families, and small businesses will now be able to find health insurance that fits their budgets and meets their needs, thanks to the new health insurance marketplace. As Columbus Health Commissioner, the health and safety of our residents is my number one priority, and for far too long, uninsured residents have been unable to access care they need and afford, as well as what they deserve. This new marketplace changes that and gives all residents the opportunity to improve health by finding the insurance that fits them best. Good health is key, and we are fortunate to live in a vibrant community with some of the greatest healthcare systems, research facilities, and clinical services in the country. And yet, in spite of all of that, having that best healthcare system in the nation, we still face many challenges right here. We have high rates of obesity, diabetes, and HIV, and one of the worst infant mortality rates in the entire country, right here in our own backyard. But these are not just local issues, they are national problems too. If you look at the health outcomes of Americans compared to those in other places in our world, we have a long way to go, and we can and must do better. And access to care is part of any successful equation that will solve these issues. We can begin to reverse these negative trends only when everyone has access to the high quality care they need to live a healthy and safe life. That's why it's more important than ever that people have a place to find affordable health care options that work for them. As a part of the Affordable Care Act, healthcare.gov is an important step to improving the health outcomes of ordinary Americans for all of us. And we can begin right here in Central Ohio starting today. You know, with all the talk, and we've had a lot of talk, all the rhetoric, it seems easy to forget that the Affordable Care Act is not about ideology. We are talking about real people who live in our communities who have real health care needs. It's not just about politics, and that is why we're here today. We are fortunate to have a very special guest with us here to tell us more about the health insurance marketplace and what it will mean for uninsured Americans. So please welcome Kathleen Falk, the Regional Director of Region 5 for the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Long, for your leadership, to Mayor Coleman for his leadership, to Councilwoman Tyson for yours. President O'Grady, thank you for leadership at the county level, along with your health commissioners. I am honored and delighted to be here in Columbus this morning because today is a new day. You know, for the very first time in the history of our nation, through the marketplace that opened this morning, consumers in every state are able to go online in one place to check out their coverage options, to get accurate, easy-to-understand information, make apples-to-apples comparison of the plans before they make their decision on what they would like to purchase. Now, before getting to them and how important that is, 86% of Franklin County residents already have insurance. And so the first thing they need to know is that they don't need to do anything. And in fact, the Affordable Care Act is already making their coverage stronger. Under the current new law, if your plan covers children, for example, you can now keep your children under your health insurance policy until they turn 26 years old. For that alone, 97,000 young adults in Ohio are now covered under their parents' insurance. Another example is 71 million adults in our country with their own private insurance now get preventive care at no out-of-pocket cost. That means you don't have to put off that potentially life-saving cancer screening because you're worried about paying the bills. But there's more to come. Starting January 1st, just a few months down the road, all plans in the marketplace must cover 10 essential benefits, including doctor's visits, preventive care and mental health services, hospital stays, maternity care, and prescription drugs. Discrimination based on gender or pre-existing conditions, like diabetes or cancer, will be prohibited. And insurers will no longer be able to cancel your coverage if you make an honest mistake. You know, when our friends and neighbors get the health care they need, it's not just good for them, it's good for all of us, because we all benefit when our premiums are no longer inflated with tens of billions of dollars in added cost for uncompensated care. We all benefit when workers are at their jobs and kids can spend their time in school. But increasing the access to health insurance is not enough unless people know that affordable coverage is now available to them. And unless they know how to get it, they're going to remain on the outside of the healthcare system looking in. 14% of the Franklin County area citizens don't have insurance. So their families and small businesses here who need to and want to get insurance are eligible for the very first time starting today to go to this online site and shop. You kind of shop like you're buying a CD or a book on Amazon. You literally go to the website. You will enter some basic information about yourself and what level of coverage you're looking for. After that, you'll be presented with 29 quality, affordable plans right here in the Columbus area. You'll know what each plan covers and what each plan costs. You'll be able to see if you qualify for tax credits to lower your cost on your monthly premiums or qualify for cost sharing, which would help you with out-of-pocket costs such as deductibles or copays. The price will be right there. You can download a paper application if you wish. Coverage starts as soon as January 1st. Open enrollment ends March 31st. And consumers can get help in a variety of ways. They can get more information by going to the website healthcare.gov, which is also a Spanish-speaking website. Consumers can participate in online web chats at 1-800-318-2596. That's toll-free, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to talk to a real customer service representative with translation services in 150 languages. In addition, there are community health centers, there are navigators, there are libraries, there are public and private organizations all across the country, and including right here in the Franklin County area, that will help people learn about their options and enroll. Together, we've got to reach millions of Americans who have up to now been shut out of the health insurance marketplace. They're so used to high premiums that they're having a hard time believing that a new day has come. And so reaching them is really important, and that's why this event is so important this morning and why I'm so grateful for the leadership of the city and the county leaders that are here with us today, and why I'm so grateful for the partners who are out there helping citizens on a one-on-one basis, such as the Ohio Food Banks, who you'll hear from in just a moment, or UCAN, who is here this morning, and many of the other organizations that are represented here this morning. Thank you so much. A new and historic day has arrived, and we are all eager for millions of Americans to have access now to affordable health care. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Director, for your words this morning. On behalf of my fellow commissioners, Paula Brooks and Marilyn Brown, I'm pleased to join you this morning and be here with all of you in the crowd as we launch this new health care marketplace. This marketplace opens the door for Franklin County residents, and it makes it easier for them to find the health insurance that's right for them and their families and their businesses. This launch, which culminates years of work at the federal, county, and local levels, gives people more options to reach their optimal health. And it represents a true partnership of the public and the private sector coming together to benefit working families and all Americans. We have many important partners here with us today, and I'd like to recognize a few of them, although I don't see them in the room. CEO of the Columbus Neighborhood Health Centers, Tom Horn. I don't see. Ed is here on his behalf. Sorry about that, Ed, representing Mr. Horn and accepting the award for Mr. Horn today. Thank you. CNHC is they're great partners with the county and the city, and we're pleased that you guys are here today. Heart of Ohio CEO Marty Miller, Lower Lights Health Center and CEO Dr. Dana Valangian, and at the Southeast Inc. and the, Southeast Inc. the CEO Bill Lee.
I'm here representing Bill.
Excellent. Well, great representation on both counts. These centers play a key role. Federally qualified health centers will, each of these centers will employ certified application counselors, or CACs, who will focus on enrolling individuals through the marketplace. Additionally, there'll be a point of access where our residents can get quality health care in their own backyard. We're very proud to work with all of them and with all the rest of you to help Franklin County residents live healthier and safer lives. Helping our residents achieve better health is also what our friends on Columbus City Council are all about. So here to share a few words about from the city is our Councilwoman Priscilla Tyson.
Thank you. Thank you, Chairman. Good morning, and this certainly is a great day in the city of Columbus, in Franklin County, the state of Ohio, and the United States of America. We are so pleased that we're now able to have affordable health care. We've started it last year, but certainly this year, to allow the number of individuals who are either uninsured or who are not able to be able to purchase health care because of the cost is a new day in Columbus, Ohio. So I must say thank you to Commissioner O'Grady, Dr. Falk, Dr. Long, and all of our partners here today. I am proud to represent Columbus City Council and my colleagues who work together to support and expand affordable health care to all Central Ohioans. Columbus is a thriving city, and we are the largest city in the state of Ohio, and of course one of the fastest growing cities in Ohio. This metro area created more jobs than any other city in Ohio over the past 2 years, and the American City Business Journals also ranked us the fourth best economy in the nation. Additionally, Columbus continues to earn top rankings for its stable housing market and affordability, and as a top city for African Americans, young professionals, and members of the GLBT community. And yet, despite all these great accomplishments, not everyone has the opportunity for good health. That must change today, because we need healthy citizens ready to work in order to compete in a global economy. Healthy people mean healthy communities, which drive our economic growth and our development. The Affordable Care Act levels the playing field, and Columbus residents three key things they need for optimal health. One, quality care. Two, affordable care. And lastly, prevention services. We believe that all Central Ohioans deserve opportunities to improve their health. And we will continue to work with our partners in the public sector, the area businesses, the educational institutions, and the community organizations and healthcare systems to improve healthcare for all. Healthcare for all. With that in mind, it's my pleasure to introduce our next person who will be speaking that will help us navigate this great marketplace. Please welcome the Ohio Associations of Food Banks Executive Director, Lisa Hamler Fugit. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning, and thank you for the opportunity and for all of you being here and for our wonderful leadership here in the city of Columbus and Franklin County. As the executive director of Ohio's largest charitable response to hunger, we represent the 12 Feeding America food banks, providing food funding and training and technical assistance to a network of some 3,300 member charities, including food pantries, soup kitchens, and homeless shelters. We also serve as the home of the Ohio Benefit Bank, an innovative online service that provides access to over 20 work support programs and tax credits through one streamlined platform. The Benefit Bank is implemented through a network of nearly 1,300 faith-based and community-based charities in all 88 counties. And since 2006, the Benefit Bank has connected over 500,000 Ohioans to over $1 billion in potential work supports, tax credits, health care, and more than half of all those benefits were in the health care coverage through Ohio's Medicaid programs. I'd like to thank Director Trotman for his outstanding leadership here at the Franklin County Department of Job and Family Services for this partnership. Even before we began the Ohio Benefit Bank, we took the lead role in the My Medicare Matters campaign to connect seniors with the low-income subsidy and the Medicare Part D drug benefit prescription benefit beginning in 2004. We did it because we saw far too many seniors in our communities making choices between food and medicine. We have a long history of connecting Ohioans to programs like health care coverage, prescription drug assistance, child care, student financial aid, veterans benefits, nutrition assistance, and tax credits because we know hunger is merely a symptom of poverty. The hungry people that stand in our food bank lines come to us for food because food is something that the bill collectors don't come after. It is the most fungible portion of anyone's household budget, but the hungry people that we serve are also dealing with a variety of other issues, including a lack of access to affordable health care. In fact, 42% of the people who access emergency food assistance report having to choose between food, medicine, and paying for medical care. We're leading this program because we believe in connecting Ohioans with the benefits that can help them. Our role is to do our very best to work to help the uninsured and underinsured Ohioans get enrolled in affordable health insurance. All of the qualified health plans available on the marketplace will require, as Kathleen said, to cover all essential benefits. First and foremost, we will be working to educate Ohioans about the options available through the marketplace, where they will be able to compare coverage options side by side. Many Ohioans will be accessing health insurance for the very first time. We will not only be educating consumers about how to enroll in health insurance through the marketplace, but also terms like copays, premiums, deductibles, and how these costs will fit into their household budgets. If they may be eligible for premium tax credits designed to lower their premium cost and more. This is also going to be a big decision for a lot of individuals and families to make, and I want to be clear, this is private health insurance. Ohioans will be purchasing health insurance through the marketplace. They will be projecting their annual incomes into 2014 to determine if they may be eligible for a premium tax credit, and if so, at what level. They will be selecting from a bronze, silver, gold, or platinum health plans, all of which will offer differing benefits at differing rates. There is a lot that goes into decision-making beyond getting people through the enrollment process, so we just want everyone to take a deep breath and remember that enrollment will be open until March 31st. We will all be working along all of our stakeholders, like those who are here today, to help make sure that Ohioans get the right information at the right price, at the right place, to help them make the needed decisions about purchasing health insurance. And I want to thank you for the opportunity to be here.
We felt it was really important to hear how this might actually benefit someone, and so to help share a story, and actually I was on the website this morning, 5:45, it looks great. So Colette Haley, would you be willing to share some of your story and how this may benefit you?
Absolutely. Good morning. My name is Colette Haley, and I'm a small business owner here in Columbus, Ohio. I lost my health insurance about 2005 when I left my corporate job to start my own business. And, you know, I researched it, tried to find some affordable health care, and there was just nothing that I could afford, you know, starting my own business. So for the last 8 years, there's been a constant stressor in my life about every time I needed something, if I had to get some sort of health care, where to find it affordably. And I'm just really excited today because today I get to look online and find something that I can actually afford and have health care again for the first time since 2005. And that's a huge, huge relief to me. I can't express what a great relief that is. So I think this is going to be an amazing day today.
And again, for more information, visit healthcare.gov. That's healthcare.gov. Local enrollment assistance is available at ohioforhealth.org, ohioforhealth.org, or 800-648-1176, 800-648-1176. It is an institution in downtown Columbus, and now the fire station at Mound and Fourth is getting a complete makeover. In fact, the city is building a new fire station, too, on Greenlawn Avenue and rehabbing the current busiest station in the nation in the heart of downtown Columbus. Let's take a listen to the groundbreaking for the new fire station number 2.
I'm Assistant Chief Kent Searle, and I'd like to welcome all of you to the new site for fire station number 2. This is the first fire station built for the Columbus Division of Fire since Station 10 in 2008. And we're very excited about breaking ground on this project. The new fire station addresses the need of current fire station located on the southern border of downtown at 150 East Fulton Street. Current Station 2 was built in 1962. Station 2 has earned the title of busiest fire station in the nation, so you can see that this station has served us well over the last 50 years. This new fire station is a testament of collaboration, innovation, and service. Collaboration between community leaders to address the need of replacing the current fire station number 2. Innovation of design thanks to M&A Architects, this new fire station brings a fresh new look of fire station design. And last, service. This new fire station provides a continued commitment of the City of Columbus to the residents of this city.
Also at the event, Public Safety and Judiciary Committee Chair, Councilmember Michelle M. Mills.
It is always a great day when we can look out and see supporters who support the work of the city. And I want to point out two very particular people, Director Rakowski and Dan Giangardella, as well as the leadership of Director Brown. They've worked on this project, they've put the citizens in front, and also considered how we take care of the houses of our firefighters so that they can take care of us in our houses. So if you join me in giving them a good round of applause, I appreciate it. Safety certainly cannot do it alone to make these projects happen. The work in finance has led us to our property room, our upcoming crime lab, and this project today. And so I want to make sure that we reach out and thank the folks in finance. But this is yet another good day to say thank you to the men and women in our Division of Fire by making sure that we provide them a good house to be in. So when they come out to fight for our houses, they're in good places of where they work. The facility you'll see here will have top-notch equipment, LEED certified, all of the things that we need, energy efficiency, all the updating that any fire station can have. It is certainly sad to see that we have fit so many companies in one small building for many years, but that day is over. The day now will be when we can house all of the apparatus that you see around and many more in a facility that will be built soon. So there's not much left to say besides thank you. Thank you to the voters in advance, I'll say in advance of November, because that is the work that we hope to continue. The work that you see here today, the work that continues to put the tools and the resources in the hands of our first responders to do the work of protecting our city. As we continue to ensure the right of public safety for all of our citizens, it requires us to make that investment. It requires us to make the investment that you see in this facility we're celebrating today, in the equipment so they can respond to the houses, to make sure that they can get to families in some of their worst times, but there to save lives. lives. And so we continue to make the investment in our first responders as we make investment in ourselves and in our city's increased public safety. So I thank all of those who have put together a wonderful day to celebrate our first responders and their work, but most importantly, to celebrate all of our citizens who continue to invest in our city, and those that I hope to thank in November for investing in our city even more, giving us the confidence that we can move forward and do the great things that you see here today and many more, so that we continue to be the best city in the world. I said it here, and I mean it.
We're out of time for this edition of Call the Roll. If you have a question or a comment, please email us at calltheroll@columbus.gov. That's CALLTHEROLL at columbus.gov. And don't forget, you follow the Columbus City Council on our Facebook and our Twitter pages. On behalf of the entire Columbus City Council, I'm your host, John Ivank. Thanks for listening to Freedom FM, and have a great weekend.